This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Until 10 o'clock. Same time as we are every Sunday. Do everything we can today to help you out with all your gardening questions and needs. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We can discuss anything you guys like today. We can go over some of the lawn questions. We can go over any of your different hydrangea questions, garden questions, you know, with your veggies, etc., what's going on there. But we're feel free to give us a call about any of that. Had some nicer temperatures the past couple days. It's been feeling like we're finally coming off of that heat wave of July. You know, the hottest July on record. It was felt like it was never going to end, but we're finally in some of that nice area at this point. You know, it's temperatures have been really comfortable comparatively. Maybe a little humidity, but still not bad. You know, better than what we were having with those 90s and even the 100s. It was just too hot for my liking. I don't know about you guys out there, but we're cooling down a little bit, and noticed it's the plants aren't as stressed as they were prior. I noticed my, you know, I had mentioned this maybe last month while it was the heat. I had some established hydrangeas that just started wilting because of the heat. Established plants that had been there a couple of years had just started to fade. Had to start rewatering them again, etc., getting more heavy soakings for them. And I haven't seen that as much, which is nice. So they're getting it from nature a little bit more. I'll still put some water onto the plants just to help them out. I know it's not easy coming off of a very hot time, so you want to continue with that watering, but I haven't had to do it as much, so it's been nice. You can tell the temperatures have been a little bit different, so it's nice to have that. But it's still August, so it could have some heat coming up this month, but just, you know, take a look at it. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Camilla in New Hampshire.
Camilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a question about my Rose of Sharon.
Okay.
It was looking great. It was full of buds. And early in the morning when my shades were down, the maintenance people came by. I thought they were trimming. When I heard the noise of the hedge trimmer, I thought they were trimming just the green, I don't know what they are, juniper bushes or whatever they are. But no, yeah, they trimmed those, but they also butchered my Rose of Sharon. So it removed just about every bud that was on there. So I'm wondering, when it comes time to, you know, I was supposed to prune it, like, towards winter, just before winter, you know, when it stops flowering. So what do I do this year when it comes, you know, for the normal time to be pruning it?
I would just let it be this year. I wouldn't recut it just based on what happened. You could do a little bit of the shock to it. I mean, it's going to start to regrow. You do have plenty of time in the season, so it'll be all right for next year. But take a look at the growth. If it gets too much, say the growth is coming back to it, you know, it all depend on how much they kind of cut it back. If they cut it back too much and it's not a lot of green, I wouldn't touch it. But if it is too much green, maybe you could, you know, cut it back a little bit, but honestly, I wouldn't really touch it at this point based on what has happened.
Okay.
What I would look at doing in the fall, maybe middle of September to the end of September, is using a plant tone fertilizer just at half the rate.
Okay,
so not the full rate, just half the rate to allow it to give it something back for the winter. Just to protect it. Okay. The final thing I would do is I'd call that company that you deal with and see if you can get your money back for all that, because that is just wrong. They must not know what they're doing.
Right. You're not even supposed to use a hedge trimmer to trim a Rose of Sharon, right?
No. It's more of a woody structure. It's not really meant to be cut into a hedge.
Right.
Did it just happen recently?
It was on July 26th.
Okay. So you probably have some growth coming back on it. What I'd do is take a look and see if any of those branches that were cut, see if how the edges are and see if there's any damage to it. If some of those areas don't have any growth coming back from where they cut the branches, try to cut it back to the next leaf junction so that you can create some new growth on your own, so that it will help it a little bit. Because sometimes with those hedge trimmers, they just kind of cut back and forth real quick. They don't have that clean cut all the time.
That's right.
Take a look at some of the branches and see, you know, maybe you have to do a little bit of hand trimming on it just to clean it up a little bit.
Okay, so when you say next leaf junction, are you talking about do I clip it just before the leaf and leave the leaf or remove the leaf?
So right above where the leaves are. So you're going to go down just a little bit and you'll have the leaf junction where the leaves are coming out of the side, and you'll cut right above it so that those leaves underneath there are there.
Okay, you leave. Okay, and I do that now or at the end of the...
I would do that now just based on looking at them, at the branches. You don't have to necessarily cut them at this point. What I want you to do is look at the branches, and if they're kind of jagged edges and there's nothing coming back from them, there's no new growth coming out of them at this point, you don't see any leaves or, like, just even little buds coming out of there, cut it back to get that fresh cut to it, just so it will it'll start to blossom out of, not blossom, but start to push growth out of there.
Sometimes
when you use that hedge, it's just random, so it's you're not getting above the leaf junctions, that type of thing. You want to try and get that clean.
Right. Yeah, I can see the branches that they're kind of just jagged and kind of cut at an angle and not straight across.
Exactly. So you want to take a look and see if there are any there that you can do just to clean it up to make it so it's stronger for next year.
Right. Okay, wonderful. All right, well, thank you very much for your help and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we're just getting started, just getting rolling. We're working our way to that Sunday. It's starting to lighten up. It's nice, cool out there. So, you know, when you get up, get out there and get in the garden this morning. Get some things watered this morning if you haven't already. We've talked about it a few times, but I just like to reiterate the fact of what time of the day to be watering. I highly recommend doing any of your watering in the morning, not at night. When it's watered at night, your plants get to, it kind of just sits there, and that's when pathogens are more likely to get in there because the water could sit a little bit longer. Whereas when you water in the morning, the plant will absorb it all day. The sunlight will help absorb some of it, but it'll get right directly into the plant and it won't just sit there. Whereas sometimes, you know, when you do water at night, that's what does happen. So I highly recommend watering in the morning. Anytime you have a plant instead of at night, it really does save you, save you on dealing with some of the different pathogens, diseases, etc. Water in the morning if you can, or water in the early afternoon, but don't water at night. Some thoughts. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about your gardens and answer more of your questions. So give us a call, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Honor Patrick, I don't know if you recall, I sent you a very lengthy email about my woes with weeds. I started in the spring. I had all kinds of weeds this summer that I never had before, never had in the profusion that they are. And I'm having a hard time finding something that will deal with them, in particular prostrate spurge or spotted spurge. I haven't found anything that will really kill it, and it's all over the place. I've tried hand digging, but it's just a hopeless task. The other thing is crabgrass. I found a couple products that might do what I want. One is Drive XLR8, and the other one is Quinclorac 75, but nobody stocks the stuff, and it's quite expensive to start with. So I don't know if you have any ideas on what might work on prostrate spurge and not kill the grass. That's the other problem. This spring I tried a couple of herbicides, and I killed the grass but not the weeds.
Okay. Now, so there are a couple products that will do it, but it will take multiple applications. They usually will work. It seems like I pulled up the email here at the same time that we're talking. You would use Triclifer and Tenacity.
Yep, Tenacity takes a long time. It doesn't work on the spurge. It works on the crabgrass, but it takes a long time.
Okay. So for the spurge, that's why the Triclifer and the Tenacity should have worked for that one. But you need to use it about 2 to 3 applications in about 14-day intervals. I've found that that's what's a lot of times you'll kill some of it, but the ones that are coming right behind it are the ones that are the worst.
Yeah.
So I've had luck with the Triclifer. I've actually something along those lines have almost mixed together with Bonite has a product called Chickweed Clover and Oxalis Killer.
Yeah, that has triclopyr too, right?
Yeah, so I've used both of those. It has the, what is it? It's a bunch of different salts, and it's the dicamba, triclopyr, in the same area. So I've used that with a combination of the weed beater from Bonide. That combination together, I believe it's an ounce of each per gallon of water. And I've had success with that with a lot of those pesky type weeds like that with the spurge. It does, you know, obviously it'll do the chickweed and clover, but it'll also add some of those other ones. As far as the crabgrass, what did you apply this season? Do the preventer and then
it was an arsenic type product that it sort of bleaches it out, but it doesn't kill it dead, you know. And I did another product for that from, that's what I was looking for with this quinclorac or the drive, you know.
Yep.
But like I say, they're not available. I looked at a product, thinking of trying a product put out by BioAdvance that only comes in a hose and sprayer.
Yep.
And I was thinking of taking that, and instead of broadcasting it with hose and sprayer, hook it up to a hose and collect the fluid and then put that in a pump sprayer so I can do spot spraying. But I don't know if that would work or not.
So
it has the active ingredient is, what was it?
Well, I will tell you that's not going to be the best for it. You're actually going to dilute the whole process here because it will mix to the same level.
I would collect it the way it's meant to be used with the hose and sprayer. I would just take that collect that fluid instead of broadcasting it with the hose and sprayer. I would just spot spray it.
Okay. I can understand what you're going with that. We're going to go to a break. I want you to hang tight because I have more information for you.
Yep.
And I don't want to run out of time with you. So hang tight. We're going to be right back. For everybody else who's looking to make a call and get some questions answered, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for many of the victims of convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein says Epstein's suicide means he took the easy way out.
We wanted Jeffrey Epstein to face justice. We wanted that day when he would be held accountable. My clients felt that that's when the healing could truly begin, and now they've been deprived of that.
That's attorney Lisa Bloom speaking after Epstein was found dead in his New York City prison cell earlier Saturday morning. President Trump saying the U.S. will reciprocate after several nations, including Germany, Japan, and Canada, issued travel warnings following a series of deadly mass shootings in the U.S. The president saying under his leadership, the U.S. is, quote, a very reciprocal nation, and it will do to others what they've done to us. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob. He has a lawn that has become weed filled, and the weeds have kind of taken over. And as he has said, the weeds have kind of won here. Now, as far as what we've dealt with, we've dealt with that spotted spurge and a few other things. But the crabgrass right now is kind of what is also taking over. Before the break, you had used a product just to spray on it. Did you use any preventative this year?
No, I didn't. I didn't anticipate having a big problem with crabgrass because I haven't had a big problem with it before. But for some reason this year, you know, I did mention that I brought in some topsoil and some loam, and I think that had crabgrass in it.
Well,
now I'm thinking maybe when I do anything with bringing in soil, I gotta cook it or something before I use it.
Well, so a lot of times that loom will go through screeners. It'll go through a half inch to a three quarter inch screen. They try to keep it sitting there for a while so that it will warm up. But there's no guarantee, obviously, if there's any weed seeds in it.
Yeah.
The thing about it is this season, this spring, we had great conditions for anything to grow. Weeds, lawn, etc. And the problem with, you know, we had tons of rain, we had tons of, you know, different things happening early. We had so much rain all the way up until almost May that there was never a weekend that we didn't have rain. So there wasn't a lot of sun, so which was allowing all those weed seeds to germinate a little bit quicker and easier.
Why would I get weeds that I just never really had before? I think those seeds had to have been dormant for years and years and years.
They could have been dormant for a number of years. Adding some of the loom could have had some in it. A lot of times, anybody who will put a loom through a screener doesn't use any chemicals or anything along those lines to try and
you know, take the soil and just clear it out of that, because they try to keep it organic as it is going to the public to sell. So that's probably why you're seeing some of the weed seeds coming up. But again, I think it had a lot to do with, you know, some of the area, some of the weather that we've been having. That being said, I mean, if the crabgrass is completely taken over, maybe this fall, I know you've done a ton of work, but maybe this fall it's time to you know, almost like start fresh. That's up to you on that one. But going forward for the crabgrass, I'd like to see, you know, the preventative being done. Using that as your first step, your first application, and then from there, actually going to a second crabgrass preventer. Bonide has a product called Crabgrass Plus. It's a granular form, and this one, it doesn't have fertilizer in it, but you can use it as your second crabgrass. You know, you can use it with your second step. So that, you know, you could use your normal broadleaf weed killer with your second step, but also have this Crabgrass Plus to get rid of some of that second stage of crabgrass that's coming in as a preventative and killer. So using that would help. And then the next one for the crabgrass to be using is the they have a hose end spray of the crabgrass from Bonide that you can spray over the whole area. I know you were talking about the other product that you were looking to, that it only comes in a hose end.
Right, that's BioAdvanced.
So I save you a step instead of spraying it into something else so you can use it in the pump sprayer. So basically that hose end, you know, they're not going to say this. They want you to use it as the hose end, but it is just concentrate. That's what it is. If you look at it compared to a bottle of concentrate, you could just use it the same way you would use it as buying a concentrate into your pump sprayer.
But I asked them for the mixing ratio or how many ounces per gallon, and they just wouldn't tell me.
Okay. And which product was it?
It was made by BioAdvanced Tech. I'm trying to think of the name stuff. It was BioAdvanced Crabgrass Killer.
Okay, the crabgrass.
And it was Phenoxyprop Ethyl.
Okay.
But I researched Phenoxyprop Ethyl, and I've read there were a lot of articles about crabgrass developing resistance to it.
Okay.
So that kind of left me a little. The thing I had, you know, a lot of those broadleaf weed killers, even with Bonide, they'll say only two treatments a year.
Yep.
With 30 days or so between. In the meantime, you know, you get a whole new crop of weeds.
Yeah, I understand. So that product, the products that I was talking about, the two of them, as a combination, I used to use early. I'd use it for henbit. Henbit's one of those ones that just kind of can take over.
Yeah, I've got that too.
But you could use it for the spotted spurge.
Yep.
So what it would be a combination of is the weed beater, not the weed beater ultra. There's the weed beater, okay. That's the older version that they have, that Bonide carries. And then the concentrate of the chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer.
Yeah, which is triclopyr.
Yeah, so the combination of the two of them, using at an ounce of each per gallon of water, and using it in 14-day intervals, three applications, really will kill a lot of the broadleaf weeds that are there.
What happened to kill my grass?
So some of the grass might have been a weed type grass that could have been in there. I've noticed what happens is sometimes when the weeds have overtaken everything, they kind of strangle out some of those that grass that's there, and it'll be, you know, almost intertwined in their root system sometimes, and that could be part of it. That being said, it shouldn't have, because a lot of these are looked at to figure out, you know, this is the difference between a grass seed and a regular seed, a weed seed. So I almost feel like sometimes what will happen because of the product, it's just going to kill everything to get you to start over almost. But, you know, if it's so tightly intertwined and it's so heavily covered in weeds, that's probably the issue of it.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was spot spraying, but, you know, it's just, it definitely looks like dead grass. I mean, it's very, very fine textured. It's, but anyway, I'll play around with these combinations. I'll do a trial patch just to make sure I'm not getting into trouble.
What I'll also do for you is let me look up that crabgrass from BioAdvance. You've already purchased it.
No, I haven't purchased it.
Okay, I thought you purchased it already. But I'll take a look at it and see what I can get for concentrate, so you can figure that out.
But what did you think about, if I could get my hands on it, things like Drive or Quinclorac 75, which is the active ingredient in a lot of those products. It's just a much higher concentration.
Well, the Quinclorac would be good to use. There'd be, you know, a heavy dose of it. A lot of times, and I think Quinclorac on that heavier rate, you have to be a certified applicator, yeah. Depending upon the state. And I think New Hampshire has some heavy laws, just like Massachusetts. So I think that could be the reason. Well, so it's not always on the label. You'd have to go to your state website to see pesticide applications to see which one is on there. And sometimes, you know, there are products like active ingredient I'll just use is glyphosate. You can buy glyphosate in multiple different styles when it comes to a certain amount of it. Once it gets to a heavy amount, they actually will sell that only to applicators.
Right.
So that could be what you're dealing with, is the Quinclorac, you know, in regular products is at a lower rate, so it's not going to affect.
Just a fraction of a percent.
Yeah, so whereas this one is so heavy, that's why it's to the applicators only. So that's what I think is going to be happening with you. So, you know, you might not be able to get it. So let me... I still have your email. I've been a couple weeks behind when it comes to answering all the emails. Just when I was on vacation for about 14 days, I got real behind on everything. So I will. I have your email, so I'll look at the BioAdvance crabgrass and see if I can find what rate you could use that at. See if that will help as well. So
nothing
let me
on the label.
Yeah, well, I know a few people there that I can actually contact. Maybe I can see if they'll give me some information and see what I can do to help you out that way.
Okay, Patrick.
All right, Bob. Good luck, and hopefully something will work eventually, I bet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do you have another call? Right, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom in Woburn.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a problem with impatience. I've known over the years that I've had different problems with the plant itself. Where I'm planting them, I've replaced all new soil. So it's not in the soil. But what happens is they grow about maybe 6-8 inches tall, and then they collapse. And I've been reading different things. Maybe I'm over-fertilizing because I read someplace they only need to be fertilized maybe once or twice during the planting time. But I'm almost embarrassed to have people in the yard. I just cut them on ground the other day because they were beautiful. They were growing, you know, like you would see in a showroom or something, and then they just start to grow leggy and collapse.
Okay. Now, are you noticing the leaves starting to turn colors, or is there any, like, powdery mildew, any mildews on it that you're seeing?
When they start to collapse, the leaves would turn a little yellow.
Okay. All right. So, but they're not, they don't have, like, a white film over the top of the leaves or anything along those lines? Okay. All right. And what are they in for condition? Sun, shade, partial sun, partial shade?
I would say partial shade, but it does get a little hotter there in the afternoon.
Okay. And you're using just the regular impatiens, not a New Guinea impatient?
No, nothing in Guinea impatient.
Okay. So those regular impatiens they do like a little bit more shade, and if it's getting the sun at the later part of the day, maybe that's having part of it. You're noticing that they're getting leggy, so they're pushing some of that growth to that sun later in the day. So that could be part of it. How, you said you think you might be over-fertilizing. When did you start to fertilize on there, and how
when
did you...
I first transplanted them from the six packs, and then every other week.
Okay. What'd you use?
Bloom Buster.
Okay. All right. We're going to go to a break. On the other side, I'm going to give you some more information. I have some thoughts on what's going on with your impatience. Hang tight for me. I just don't want to cut you off while we're talking.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're going to be right back. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And before the break, we were talking with Tom in regards to his impatience. They're doing just getting a little bit too leggy and then basically fading from that point. Now, before the break, we had talked about he had fertilized. He uses a bloom booster every other week. So a couple things, Tom. Now, when they start to get a little bit too leggy and you're noticing this, a lot of times what I've heard, what I've read, what I've also seen is pinching them back almost to anywhere between 3 and 6 inches. It seems very drastic, especially for something that's gotten so leggy. But what it'll do is the plant will start to rejuvenate and regrow, start to get a little bit bushier instead of getting leggy like it has. When you push the bloom booster, which you've done every other week, what will happen with it sometimes is it will just push to get to that flower. You want to, when it gets to flower, the next thing it does is go to seed. When it goes to seed, it feels like it's done. The plant is like, okay, I'm all done. We'll go to the, next season, I've gone to seed, I'm pushing down, and it'll start to get leggy, break, that type of thing. So what I would suggest doing is, instead of doing the bloom booster every other week, do it every other time you fertilize. So go with an all-purpose, more of like a 10-10-10, something a little bit less of it. 1 week and then skip a week. Then the next week use the bloom booster, which the bloom booster has a heavy middle number. So you're pushing root development and you're pushing blossom development. And so the plant pushes to that and then just gets stressed out a little bit. But usually that heavy middle number, you don't want to use as often. Okay. So almost, use it every other time you fertilize. Like I was saying, sometimes when they get leggy, they get too big like that, you can, you know, pinch them back to about 6 inches, 3 to 6 inches. I'd go with 6 myself. Sometimes I get a little bit too nervous. It seems like a very harsh pinch back, but they do come back a little bit bushier. In patients, love, you know, they can go to partial to dense shade. Sometimes when they're in the heat of the sun, it takes a little bit more time for them to acclimate to the area. So you're going to need to water more often on them. They're going to need a heavier watering when they're in the heat. And so sometimes they got that fertilizer, so it's pushing them, and then they get leggy, and then they get weak because they might not have enough water. So that's a couple things to be taking a look at with it. You know, you don't want it to dry out, but you don't want it to stay too wet, if that makes sense. You want the water to go through the soil and not sit there. So take a look at that, see if that's doing anything with it as well. But I think, you know, you don't have any of the diseases that are showing that are usually prevalent in patients, like the downy mildew, you know, or any of the molds or leaf spot. The yellow is turning because it's getting to that point where maybe it's a little bit too dry. But that's something for that you would know a little bit more than I would. So hopefully you look at that and see which one would work. You would start to see growth start to fade or start to, you know, be stunted, etc. Chewing, if there were any other types of insects. Sometimes the leaves will get chlorotic, but it won't be that yellow that is, you know, when a leaf has gone by, it'll be more of a pale color to it, start to go to that lime green, and then fade to the almost transparent color of it. So that's why I'm thinking it's not an insect. But I think the combination of changing the way you fertilize every other, making sure that it's watered due to some of that sun that you're having, that heavier sun, the heaviest part of the day, you know, between that 10 and 2, 10 and 3, if it's getting a heavy amount of that sun, that could be doing some of that to cause it to get bigger like that. The plant gets used to that hot sun and will become leggy because it's pulling for the sun the rest of the day. So it tries to, you know, acclimate to what's going on, and we'll get to that heat, get to that sun, and then it'll go to the shade, and it'll just continuously do that on there. So just take a look at that. Again, when they get a little bit too leggy, you can pinch them back to about 6 inches, and they will start to get bushier and go that way. So hopefully that helps, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break, and when we get back, more of your gardening questions. I know we have a couple on the line, so thanks for holding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.